In the day's other news, a huge fire erupted at the port in Beirut, Lebanon, a month after a catastrophic explosion that killed 190 people and injured 6,500. Black smoke billowed over the port's ruins. As fire teams worked, the military said it started at a warehouse that was full of tires, oil, and other material. A sprawling migrant camp in Greece lay in ruins today after a second fire in as many nights. Nearly all of the 12,000 refugees at the Moria camp on the island of Lesbos are now homeless. Today, they searched through debris for what was left of their belongings. But a Greek government spokesman accused the migrants of starting the fire.
They did this because they think that if they torch Moria, they will indiscriminately leave the island. We told them they did not understand. They will not leave because of the fire, except for the unaccompanied minors who have already been transferred. Therefore, they can forget whatever they had in mind when they set the fires.
France and Germany have offered to take in children left homeless by the fires. Peace talks for Afghanistan are finally set to begin on Saturday in Qatar. The Taliban announced it today, and Afghan officials confirmed it. The two sides squabble for months before agreeing on a prisoner exchange as a prerequisite for talks. Back in this country, new claims for jobless benefits stayed at 884,000 last week. Fresh evidence that the economic recovery may be slowing. Meanwhile, Senate Republican efforts to pass a new pandemic relief bill stalled again. A slimmed-down bill failed on a procedural vote. We'll take a closer look at all of this after the news summary. President Trump faced more fallout today over charges that he misled the country about COVID-19. A new book by journalist Bob Woodward, including audio recordings of their conversations, show the president knew the gravity of the virus early on, but played it down. At the White House today, he insisted he acted properly.
I didn't lie. What I said is we have to be calm. We can't be panicked. Outwardly, I said it's a very serious problem. And it's always a serious problem. That doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the air and start saying, people are going to die, people are going to die. No, I'm not going to do that. We're going to get through this.
Top Democrats kept up strong criticism of the president's words today. The party's vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, spoke in Miami.
We need leadership that sees and recognizes the suffering and is prompted then to be guided by truth and fact and not what is in their political self-interest, which is what we have seen in Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump campaigned tonight in Michigan, where the Democratic governor warned that the rally could help spread the virus. Twitter says that it will start labeling or removing misleading claims that could undermine confidence in elections. That includes false claims about ballot tampering or election results. Last May, the company began labeling some of President Trump's tweets with fact checks. Grave new numbers tonight show global wildlife numbers are down nearly 70% since 1970. The World Wildlife Fund points to human population growth and resource consumption as causes. In a NewsHour interview, the famed naturalist Sir David Attenborough said that this study and ongoing U.S. natural disasters are a wake-up call.
You've got rising sea levels. You had cyclones, hurricanes moving through with greater ferocity and frequency than ever before. We see on our television newsreel coverage of appalling things that happened in your country. Devastation.
The study says that the loss of biodiversity directly threatens the global food supply. Citigroup today became the first major Wall Street bank to name a woman as its next CEO. Jane Fraser is currently head of Citi's Global Consumer Banking Division. And on Wall Street, Wednesday's rally evaporated today as tech stocks sank again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 405 points to close at 27,534. The Nasdaq fell 222 points, or 2%, and the S&P 500 dropped 59. And actress Diana Rigg has died in London after fighting cancer. She came to fame on the 1960s TV series The Avengers, playing secret agent Emma Peel. Later, she played the only woman ever to marry James Bond in the 1969 thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And more recently, Rigg had a recurring role on Game of Thrones, gaining a new generation of fans. Diana Rigg was 82 years old.